When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Morning Thoughts for Every Day in the Year by J.R. Miller, published in 1907. We ought to get into the habit of saying kindly things. Sincere words of admiration help all true women and men to live more worthily and achieve better things. They also should be spoken while people are alive. Kind words come too late, when they are held back until death has closed the ears and chilled the heart, when words cannot avail to comfort or help. Too many people also speak the wrong words, words that hurt, that fall on sensitive feelings like frost on the flowers. They thoughtlessly allude to matters which are painful. They stir up sad or bitter memories in those who are trying to forget them. They lack the tact which turns conversation into pleasant channels. We should all learn the art of speaking kindly. It is not a matter of elocution or grammar, it is a matter of the heart. Love must be the inspirer, and there must be grace of thoughtfulness in word and tone. Memory is a wonderful power. It is a storehouse in which we keep the records of the experiences of our lives. An angel with invisible ink writes on a scroll the story of all our days, the things we do, the things of our thoughts. We make our memories for ourselves, writing our own records. When young, we are told that the sound we hear when holding a shell to our ears is the echo of the sea, hidden away in the shell's chambers from days gone by. The music we hear in our hearts as life goes on, is the treasured echoes of our own life. Thus, if we would make our life music sweet and harmonious, we must live beautifully, kindly, unselfishly, helpfully. Harsh words and actions make for bitter memories in later years. The secret of a happy old age is a well-watched life, knowing that any unguarded hour may leave a memory which will sadden all our remaining years. However, having said that, we ought not live in the past, no matter how full of blessings and good it was. Life is before us, never behind us. If we linger, we shall lose our place, and our friends will press on and leave us. The best way to live for tomorrow is to dwell on the work of today. Yet the future should always exert an inspiring influence upon us. In times of discouragement, it is the hope of overcoming that brings cheer. When we are in sorrow, it is the promise of comfort that sustains us. In the struggles of earthly life, it is the larger life of heaven that keeps the heart brave and strong. We should let go of the past, with all it contains of good and bad, while we turn ever to the future, with hope and courage. Courage indeed is one of the finest qualities a person can have. This quality is rated so high that its absence often makes a person an object of contempt. No insult stings one more deeply than to be called a coward. Courage is frequently associated with war, but we do not need to wait for war to give us a chance to be courageous. There is a higher courage, than that which shows itself in brave deeds on a battlefield. For example, it takes courage to be true amid all the world's temptations to be false. It requires courage to do what is right when the multitude about us are doing things that are wrong. God has put us here to fight the battles of life. We have victories to win against evil, against wrong. Without a brave heart and a strong hand, we shall not be able to stand for the truth and what is right. Remember that we are all both sowers and fields. Our words, our acts, our influence, as we touch other lives, become the seeds. This is true not only of the good things that our lives scatter, but also the bad. Each life of ours is a little patch of ground on which other sowers are forever dropping seeds. Every person we talk with, every friendship we cherish, every book we read, sows the seeds which will grow and become the harvest of life. Some of us think we are comforting people when we sit down beside them in their trouble and sympathize with them, as we call it, going down into the depths with them, but doing nothing to lift them up. To comfort is to strengthen. We comfort others truly when we make them stronger to endure, when we enable them to pass through their sorrows victoriously. An old writer says, "People are more apt to use spectacles to behold the faults of others than looking glasses to behold their own." A person can see a very small speck of dust in their neighbor's eye, while they are entirely unaware of the great spot in their own. A vain woman and man is the first to detect vanity in another. Bad-tempered person is most apt to be critical of another who shows irritability. Rude people are the first to be hurt by rudeness in others. If we are quick to perceive faults in others, the probability is that we have far greater faults ourselves. This truth ought to make you exceedingly careful in your judgment and modest in your criticisms. The person who can write what people will read has great opportunity for doing good in the world. There is need for talented pens, but one can write helpfully only after living victoriously. We are apt not to realize the cost at which we receive the good we get from helpful books. We read the smooth, graceful sentences with delight. They impart to us instruction, inspiration, comfort, and courage. But we give little thought to the writer, or we think of them simply as one who wields a skillful pen. It rarely occurs to us to think of them as one who has endured pain or suffered loss, or has passed through sorrow, in order that they might give to us the words in which we find so much help. But the truth is that no strengthening thought comes to us from another without a cost to the other, sometime and in some way. Women and men must live deeply before they can write helpfully. We cannot teach lessons we have not learned, and we cannot learn such lessons save in the school of experience. A long life is not in itself a blessing. There is a legend of a man who was promised that the thing he asked for, whatever it might be, he would get. He then prayed that he might not die, and his request was granted. He lived on and on. But he had forgotten to ask that he might not grow old, and so his gift became an intolerable burden. There is little doubt that right living tends to extend life, while harsh living shortens it. 1 year of wise, earnest, and faithful living is better than 10 years of selfishness and greed. Riches and honor are part of wisdom's inheritance, even though it may not be this world's riches and honor. True riches are those we carry out of this world. Wisdom teaches us how to use even money so that it will enrich us in eternity. What we keep and spend on ourselves, we lose. What we give away in helpfulness is all we really own forever. What we sacrifice for others, we shall find again and have forever. The wise woman and man never ceases to be a learner. They never get to a point where they feel satisfied with their accomplishments. Many a person who starts out with great promise in early life, by and by loses their energy and fails to reach their full potential, because in the elation of their first successes, they stopped learning, and then growth was at an end. And when growth stops, decay begins. An old artist had for his motto, Nulla dies sine linea, never a day without a line. Every day he would add one line at least to his knowledge and attainment. There could be no better motto for any life, young or old. Every day we should learn something we did not know yesterday, adding some new fact to our storehouse of knowledge. Every day we should get some new lesson into our life, learn in some way to live better.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.